The stairs of this wooden building groan as I climb to the second floor. I'm looking for a back room where a group of amateur artists are supposed to meet. They have one thing in common. They've all faced death. I meet with Odette Grassi. She's run this particular workshop for 9 years. It's called Creativity for Life. She puts me and another guy, Paul, to work. We're cutting cardboard boxes so they can be made into looms.
We're gonna just slice down. Would you be better at slicing? Do you want a pre-slice? Sure. Sure.
Paul's been coming to the workshop for almost 3 years. He gets here early for a change. Although he's never considered himself an artist, he says he's actually pretty creative. These days, getting around is easier. He says a recent surgery brought relief to some pretty painful symptoms. He doesn't want to get specific, but the crack in his voice tells me that I'm talking to a grateful man.
And it's a chance for you to see that other people are having issues with life, and even if they're not the same issues, you realize that other people can suffer and get over it.
It is inherently healing. It is inherently tension releasing, anxiety releasing.
We're surrounded by paintings, sculptures, and other pieces from past workshops. There's tons of bins filled with paint and tools, other art supplies. They all stuff the shelves. Most of this stuff's been donated or purchased piece by piece over the years. 9 students show up this particular Saturday. Using the cardboard looms we've prepared, they weave in homegrown dried flowers, branches, herbs, and other plants.
This is the lavender stems from the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas. So, powerful stuff.
That's Bonnie Tarsus. She calls herself a master weaver. It's hard to argue with her when you learn she's been handling a loom for over 50 years. She has soft, curly gray hair and wears a multicolored scarf around her neck, which she, of course, made herself. She leads the workshop with a gentle kind of confidence.
It's impossible to weave something ugly. The power of weaving is there is no mistake you can't fix. And if you make a mistake, nothing happens in the world.
After Bonnie's intro, we get our weave on. We scatter big piles of flowers and grasses all over the table. It's a mess. People joke while they weave.
Did I have a time warp and already do this?
Yeah, dang, Paul, you're really fast at it.
Oh, these are good.
I have to call you fast, Eddie.
So that's Jolaine. Her jewelry jangles as she adds yarrow flowers to her loom. She's chattering the whole time. She's fiery.
This is when we were doing printing.
There's my redhead sticking out there like a neon sign.
Pat Guth's piece is tough, earthy. There's no sense of irony about the wolf t-shirt she's wearing. Her piece has chunks of wood and rock and a broken shard of clay.
Don't mess with me.
They're trinkets she gathers on her walks through Council Grove State Park. She enjoys talking about its history as a gathering place for Native Americans. She has a unique relationship with Brennan's Wave on the Clark Fork River downtown.
I'm Brennan's mother.
The Wave is a memorial to Brennan Guth, who died while kayaking in Chile back in 2001.
Yeah, and I was really shocked, kind of shocked when my daughter called me to tell me that he was dead, because I just, there's got to be some meaning. At first, I came because of loss. I enjoy doing creative things, and if somehow being creative gives hope.
Now, Guth has developed medical issues of her own. She's still attending, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I think it's a very worthwhile thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of keeps you alive.
There are people who have passed away. It's terrible. It is. And one of our participants was saying not too long ago, she was looking around and she was saying, I'm the oldest one now. She said, I'm the one who's been coming the longest that's still alive.
And that's a stark reminder why these people come to these workshops in the first place. They're not just fun little art projects that get stuck to a refrigerator. As one woman put it, there is nothing trivial going on here.
Part of my spiritual practices is related to this. Oh, yeah. It's all connected. I don't do anything unconsciously. Let's just put it that way. So I do conscious breathing every day. I love chanting. I do a guided meditation right now where you dissolve cancer cells with love.
That sounds pretty intense.
It is. But so is the diagnosis.
For University of Montana News, I'm Christopher Allen.